through our message, we pray, Lord, that you just reveal to us your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please don't look at your time. Amen. Amen? Amen? But we are celebrating Black History Month. And when I thought about what am I going to say, and looking at a theme for Black History Month, it kind of just revealed how faithful God is, right? Amen. And Mrs. Long kind of talked about that most often in her deliberation, that the faithfulness of God, and that just kind of brings to us that God is not just faithful God for one race, but even in a diverse nation, he is faithful. Amen. Even in a diverse world, he's faithful. Amen. Even in a diverse church, he's what? Faithful. Amen. Oh, you got to help me, because if not, we're going to spend another hour here. Don't worry. Help us, let's go to the next slide. So this afternoon, skip that. Let us look at our eternal truth. And is God's faithfulness is an inspiration to hope and action. Focusing on God's faithfulness gives us hope and confidence that he will work through all things, even in our diverse world. Amen? Amen. And as we go forward, I want us to kind of remember, even as we consider the achievements of blacks in this nation and around the world, it kind of reminds us of the faithfulness of God. How through his faithfulness these achievements came about. It's not in their own strength, it's not in their own doing, but because God was involved. And that's why we said, and I love what Mrs. Long said, we cannot go back. Amen. We cannot forget history. We cannot erase history. Amen. But when we go back, we remember it's because of God's faithfulness that we are where we are today. Amen? Amen? So we want to kind of summarize, because I don't want to hold you up here too long. But just get on. The song will say, ride on, get Jesus. No man. So I'm riding on now. So nobody can hinder me right now, right? Amen. But let us look at God's involvement in our races, in the black race, in the white race, in different races, and what he has done so far to change things around. Though great men that Mrs. Long mentioned about great women, the achievement, it was all because of God. And we cannot forget about him. We think about the foundation of God's faithfulness. We're going to talk about God's truth and without injustice and the evidence of God's faithfulness. So help me, let's go to the next slide quickly. Let's look at the foundation. God is an unchanging God. No matter what you think, how you feel, your circumstances are, you change, but God is not going to change. He's going to work at a time. He is available to work in your situation. That was Malachi 3:6. Says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Even when the blacks were in the fields, caught the cotton and be treated, God didn't change in that time. He was still God, but he brought them through. He said, therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, he said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. It may seem forever, but Peter said, but it's long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In essence, that no matter what our folks went through, our forefathers went through, taking from overseas, bringing them, hey, God was still faithful even in that situation. Amen? Amen? The foundation. And not only that, let's go to the next slide. God, he was a true God without injustice. If we go back to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, Moses said, he is the rock. And not only that, his work is perfect. Today we can celebrate black history. Today we can celebrate black achievement because God's work is perfect. Amen? A God of truth and without injustice. God doesn't look at our color. He doesn't look at our skin color. He looks at our heart. And it's our heart that determines that we are child and children of God. It's not our color. It's not a black. It's not a white thing. It's the heart. And because of the heart, God does not provide injustice for any man. He's a God that is open wide and accept us just as we are, and he's going to remain faithful. Amen? Remember the children of Israel going through that time? For 400 years, they were in slavery. 400 years. But God was still faithful. God didn't forget them. We're going to talk about that later. He didn't forget them. But he remembers them. And he brought them out. Help me, let's go to the next slide. And we can find the evidence of God's faithfulness in the book of Exodus. I'll say, when the children of Israel were in slavery, this is what God says to Moses. He said, and it came to pass on that very same day that the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt according to the armies. And in Exodus, fast forward, 14, 13, they were afraid when they came to the Red Sea. God delivered them. And now, who they looked behind was coming? The Egyptian. And here is the church. Sometimes when we look back too much, we think about those things, we forget about what God is about to do in the future. Amen. The same God that brought them out, they were faced with the Red Sea, and they were scared. They started to doubt God and tell Moses, did you bring us to die in the wilderness? Were there no graves in Egypt that we should be buried? But God was still faithful. And he proved to them that he was God by parting the Red Sea that they could go through. You know, the first time I traveled to the Amina castles in Ghana, where the slaves, where it said the door of no return, when you enter through that door, when I enter in there, you could still feel that heaviness. You could still sense when the narrator had the it was terrifying. But you know what? One of the guys that took us through, he said, when you come here and get out, be thankful to God that God has changed everything around. God does everything for the best. He knows when the children of Israel in Egypt for 400 years, he didn't forget them. It's the same way he didn't forget all the blacks that went to different countries in the U.S. or in England and Germany. He didn't forget them. But he was still faithful to them, even in through their deep, deep sorrow and deep pain that they went through. And we cannot go back. We cannot erase that. We cannot turn it over. But what we can do is keep trusting God for great things to happen. Amen? Help me, please, I'll go to the next slide. Remember God's faithfulness. Whatever we do, black, white, African, whoever we call ourselves, we ought to remember God's faithfulness because God promises our permanent. God's faithfulness endures to all generations. Help me, let's go to the next slide. Psalm 119:98 says, forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven. And God, we will change. You know, our reading, some part of it said, when Abraham Lincoln signed emancipation, the free, that slavery were free, there were some folks who were still carrying out slavery. While others were being free, others were still being held as slaves. The word went forth, but it was not honored. But you see, God's word, his faithful, his word is settled. It never changed. It stays as it is because God don't change. Men change. We change our attitude. We change our behavior. But God stays the same. And because he stays the same, nothing that God has in store for his generation, for his children, for his people will ever change for the world. It will change for the best. His covenant is sure. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, Paul says, he said, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And I believe when Martin Luther said that when he made that speech, he gave that speech, he said, I have a dream. I bet he was thinking about the faithfulness of God. He was not thinking about now when he gave that speech. He was thinking about a future that one day this nation will live up to its true meaning. That black and white will sit at the same table. That black and white will ride the same bus. That black and white will sit in the same church. That black and white will sit in the same school and learn together. He believed that God's promise is true no matter what it is. Even though he didn't live to see it come to pass, but it's happening. Amen? The promise of God. Hey, but let's go to the next slide. God promised appointment. Fulfillment we see in Isaiah chapter 55. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. God is faithful no matter our circumstances. He will not allow his children to go through what he, God, has not approved of. Amen. Help us. Andrea, let's go to the next slide. You're doing great. Remember God's promises. There's a lot of achievements that have gone on in America. You know, when I was in college doing my bachelor's, and we had to write a paper and on affirmative action, and the professor was like, do we think America, at that time Barack Obama was president, do we think America have come to the place where racism has been done with completely? No. And we had to argue in class, you know? And my point of view was, no, it has not ended yet. We're on a path, but we haven't gotten there yet. Even though Barack Obama is president, the first black president, it doesn't mean that has changed. It has not changed. But guess what? Remember God's promises, these things will come to pass. And we have to remember that a change doesn't just come immediately. It's going to take time. Like the children of Israel, when God restored, when he delivered them from Egypt, hey, they had to stay 40 years in the wilderness, roaming around, because God was not ready for them yet. And where the change has to take place? In our heart. In our heart. Where black will see white, not as enemy, but as brother, as sister, and white will see black, not as inferior, but as black, as equal. Because guess what? When we stand before God, God is not going to look at who you are. He's not going to look at your title. He's not going to look at your skin. He's not going to look at your race, where you're from. He's going to look at you as his children. Because I'm reminded in the book of Genesis, the Bible says, and God said, let us create man in our what? Your image. And then he created man. He didn't say, let's create black men. He didn't say, let's create white men. He said, let us create men in our own image. So it doesn't matter how you look down. Before God, we are one in the sight of God. And that's the promise. God's unchanging nature. He's the God, the same yesterday. He will be the God today. And he will be the same God forever. He's not going to change. And Malachi chapter 3 says, for I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you children, you are mine. In the book of Revelation chapter 7, I think verse 20, it talks about all nations gathered together. Hey, he said all blacks gathered together. No, John didn't say all whites gathered together. No, he didn't say all Spanish people gathered together. Oh, no, he didn't say all Puerto Rican gathered together. He said all nation, black, white, Hispanic, whatever you from, we are all God's people. And on that day, we all will stand before God's throne, praising him because of who he is.
Amen. Help me, Andrea. Let's go.
And we see God's promises being fulfilled in history. Look at Abraham. When God told Abraham that he was going to bless Abraham, it took 23 years. Abraham was waiting for that promise. 23 years, and now he was 100 years old, and his wife was 90 years old, and that promise had not been fulfilled. Oh, someone will be like, God, you have forgotten me. God, where are you? God, what have I done? But God did not forget. And at his own time, at the appropriate time, when Abraham didn't feel, even Sarah didn't feel that God was going to do it anymore, she convinced Abraham, she said, yes, my slave girl, sleep with her. And maybe God will bless us through her. And that wasn't God's plan. That wasn't God's agenda for his people. And sometimes as black, God has his own agenda for us. He got his own agenda for his nation. He got his own agenda for every race. We can force our own agenda. Because when we do that, we're going to fail. And look at Moses. God used Moses. Look at David. These are people that God used in the Old Testament. And he worked in their lives. And God can do the same for us today. Amen? Amen. Remember God's love. The breadth of God's love. The length of his love. The height of his love. No one can measure the depth of God's love to anything. No one can measure the length of his love. No one can measure the height of his love. Because his love exceeds every other person's love. That's the power of God's love. Help me address it to the next slide. The depth of love, Ephesians chapter 3, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, depth, and height. To know the love of Christ, which what? Passes knowledge. We cannot understand the love of Christ. And that's what we can teach that to John 3:16, where he says, for God so what? Did he say for God so love black men? No. Did he say for God so love white men? No. He said for God so what? Love the world. That he did what? Give his only son. That whoever believe in shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the love of God. It surpasses everything that we can think about. Amen? So as we close, I told you we were going to stay 2 hours, but the Holy Spirit just, I want to reflect back on the song, Lift Every Voice. And for me, I think this verse is one of the best part of the song. I appreciate the writer who wrote the song, but this part, it speaks volume to where we are and who we ought to thank. He said, God our weary years, God of our weary years, those years on the cotton field, those years going through hard time, God was there. He didn't forget. He said, God of our silent tears. Have you cried out silent tears before? It's in war, and you want to get it out, but you just kind of suck it in, but your heart is heavy. That's why they were going through. And look, they said, thou hast brought us thus what? Far on the way. Thou hast by thy might. Thou hast led us into what? The light. God didn't forget. And he said, keep us forever in the path. We pray. And he said, lest our feet what? Stray from the places. Our God, where we what? Met thee. Whether it was on the cotton farm that you met God, or whether it was the hard labor that you had to go through, or the painful situation, you met God in that place. You don't want your feet to be astray to forget where God has brought you from. And he said, lest our hearts drunk with the wine of the word, we forget thee. We cannot forget where God, what God has done, where he has taken us from. And he said, shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever what? Stand true to our who? God. True to what? Our native land. And that's what God wants from us. To remember him. That despite of what has happened, God is faithful. And he's not done yet. And he's going to do great things in this nation, around the world, and show that he, God, is still in control. Amen? So as we celebrate Black History Month, let us remember the faithfulness of God. Let us remember what God has done in this nation, around the world, bringing us together as one people, not as divided people. Because as we keep looking back and not remember the faithfulness of God, we forget what God has done. Because we have to teach our children that God is faithful. Our children will teach their children that God is faithful. And because of the faithfulness of God, that black, white, whatever we are one in his sight. Amen. And we celebrate that. Amen? Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, God, that you brought us this far by faith, leaning on you, O God. And help us, O God, as we go forward to remember that it is you who have done these great things in this nation and around the world. And even in our churches, that we can celebrate you for your greatness and all that you've done. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, we're going to ask the person to just close up whatever song, just one verse. And then,
let's sing that chorus.
Yes. We come this far by faith. Yeah.
God. Whether you look like me, real white, or you look like Pastor Ansu, real dark, we are the family of God, right? And we come together as one family for a God who's faithful. And Pastor Ansu is going to close us out with a word of prayer, and we encourage you to take that message with us as we enter our world that doesn't see things like we do. They want to divide us by our color, by every other way they can. But in God's power, they don't have to.
Holy Father, we want to thank you for being a God of a diverse world. And in you, we find hope. And in you, God, we find joy. And help us, oh God, that as a church, as a people, we'll realize, oh God, your faithfulness. And as a nation, what you've done and how far you brought us. To cling unto you and trust in you, because what you have started, you will bring it to completion. We just thank you and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.